The Daughter's Appeal. The appeal of Louisa, the little daughter of the divine will, to you, to the church and to all mankind. My sweet Jesus, behold me in your arms, as I implore your help. Oh, you know the anguish of my soul, how my heart bleeds. How I experience great repugnance in making known all that which you have told me about your most holy will. But holy obedience imposes itself, and you, Jesus, will it. And though I should be crushed, I am constrained by a supreme power to carry out this sacrifice. But remember, my beloved Jesus, you yourself have called me the newborn child of your most holy will, and a newborn child can barely stammer. So, what shall I do, if not barely stammer about your will while you do the rest? Will you not agree to this, my beloved Jesus? Or better, grant that I may completely disappear, so that your will, in dipping its pen in that eternal sun, may write with divine, indelible and golden letters the concepts, the value, the power and the effects of your supreme will. May your will write of how the soul who lives in it, as in its center, becomes divinized and ennobled. How your will does away with its human attachments, and enables the soul to rediscover its origins, whereby vanquishing all of its misery, it regains its primordial state, beautiful, pure and perfectly ordered to the likeness of its Creator, just as the soul emerged from his creative hands. Write on this paper the long history of your will, Jesus, your pain in seeing yourself spurned by souls and thwarted back, as it were, to your heavenly regions. And though rejected, like the sun on high, you unleash your rays of grace throughout all human generations. Since you desire to come down and reign among us, you issue forth the rays of your sighs, groaning, tears, and intense and eternal pains on account of us having exiled you, and of our having ruptured the union of your will with our human will. Whence you await us to bid you return among us to be our triumphant King, so that you may reign on earth as in heaven. Descend, O Supreme Will. I am she who is the first to call out to you. Come and reign on the earth. You who created man to only carry out your will, which will be ungratefully broke from by rebelling against you, come to reunite this human will to yourself, so that heaven and earth and all creatures may be reordered in you. Oh, how I would give my life for your will to be known. I would take flight from this earth and the interminable expanses of your will in order to bring to every creature its eternal kiss, its knowledge, its blessings, its value and your inexpressible groans. Since you desire to come and reign on earth, may all come to know you in order to receive you with love and with rejoicing, allow you to reign. O Holy Will, may your luminous rays unleash the arrows of your knowledge. Reveal to all your desire to come and make us happy, not with a purely human happiness, but with a divine one, to give us the self-mastery we once possessed, but that we had lost, and the interior light that reveals to us the true blessing we receive in possessing your will, as it renders us stable and strong with a divine strength and stability, and the true evil that comes from rejecting it. Unleash the currents of your divine will within our human will and, within our souls, reveal with the brushstroke of your creative hand all the divine lineaments we had lost by withdrawing ourselves from your will. Your will shall infuse in us the freshness which never grows old, the beauty which never fades, the light that is never overshadowed, the ever-increasing grace and the ever-burning love that cannot be extinguished. O Holy Will, prepare the way. Prepare the way to make yourself known. Reveal to everyone who you are and the great good you desire for us all, so that attracted and enraptured by such a blessing, we may all invoke your will and, by this means, you may freely reign on earth as in heaven. Wherefore I beseech you to write through my hand all the knowledge you have revealed to me on your divine will. May every word, expression, effect and knowledge that derives from it, be to those who read, loving darts and arrows that, wounding them, may make them fall at your feet to receive you with open arms and allow you to reign in their hearts. Of the so many miracles your will has wrought, work this one miracle of making them know you, so that they may not be the cause of you having passed on, no. Rather, may they open the doors of their will to you, to receive you and allow you to reign. This newborn little child of your will asks this of you. Since you have with so much insistence asked of me the sacrifice of conveying to others the secrets of your will that you reveal to me, I, in turn, ask a sacrifice from you. May your will work the miracle of making itself known to the world so that it may assume its rightful place of triumph among souls, and reign in the hearts of those that have invited it and know it. This alone I ask of you, my beloved Jesus. I ask nothing else of you, but for the requital of my sacrifice. May your will be known and reign among us with its full dominion. You know, my love, how great my sacrifice has been, my interior struggles to the point of feeling myself die. But for love of you, and to obey your representative on earth, I have submitted myself to everything. Therefore, I desire a great miracle, as souls who read these revelations come to know of the teachings on your will, may they be more enraptured, enchained and attracted by them than by a powerful magnet, and may they make your divine fiat, which you greatly love and desire, reign on earth. And if it pleases you, my life, before these writings are made known, grant that, before they pass through the hands of your and my brothers and sisters, I beseech you to call this newborn little child of your will into your heavenly homeland. Oh, spare me the sorrow of witnessing the public diffusion of our secrets. If you have not spared me the first sorrow of these writings being diffused to others before my death, spare me this second sorrow of our secrets being diffused before my death, but as always, not my will, but your will be done. And now a word to all you who shall read these writings. I entreat you, I beseech you to receive with love that which Jesus wants to give you, that is, his divine will. But in order for him to give you his will, he desires your will, otherwise his will cannot reign in you. If you only knew with how much love my beloved Jesus desires to give you the greatest gift that exists both in heaven and on earth, namely, his divine will. Oh, how many bitter tears he sheds in seeing you living according to your own will, in seeing you groveling on the ground sickly and impoverished. You are not capable of maintaining a good resolution. And do you know why? Because Jesus' will does not reign in you. Oh, how Jesus weeps and sighs over your plight. Sobbing, he entreats you to allow his will to reign in you. He wants to change your plight from being sick to being healthy, from being impoverished to becoming rich in his divine treasures, from being weak to becoming strong, from being mutable to becoming immutable, from being a slave to becoming a king. It is not great penances he desires, nor long prayers or other such things. Rather he desires that his will reign in you, and that your will no longer have a life of its own. I implore you, listen to him. I am ready to give my life for each one of you, to the point of enduring any pain, provided you open the door of your soul and allow the will of my beloved Jesus to reign in you, and triumph over all human generations. And now I extend an invitation to all of you, come with me into Eden, where our origin had its beginning, where the Supreme Being created man, and making him king, gave him a kingdom in which to exercise dominion. This kingdom was the whole universe, but his scepter, his crown and his power to command came from the depths of his soul, in which the divine fiat dwelled like a reigning king. This fiat constituted in man his true royalty, his garments were royal, more refulgent than the sun. His acts were noble and his beauty enrapturing. God loved him so much that he delighted in him, he called him, my little king and my son. Everything was bliss, order and harmony. This man, our first father, by doing his own will apart from the divine will, betrayed himself, he betrayed his kingdom and embittered his creator who had highly exalted and loved him. He lost his kingdom, the kingdom of the divine will, which contained everything that he had received. The doors of the kingdom were cut off from him and God withdrew within himself the kingdom he had given man. Now I must tell you a secret, God, in withdrawing within himself the kingdom of the divine will, did not say, I will no longer give it to man. Rather, he kept it in reserve, awaiting future generations in order to overwhelm them with surprising graces, and with such dazzling light as to eclipse the human will that caused mankind to lose such a holy kingdom. He awaited until now to overwhelm us with such attractions of admirable and stupendous knowledge of the divine will that it makes us feel the earnest desire to put aside our own will which makes us unhappy, and cast ourselves into the divine will, our permanent kingdom. Therefore the kingdom is ours, so have courage. The Supreme Fiat awaits us, beckons us and urges us to take possession of it. Who would be so bold, who would be so obstinate as to not listen to its call, and not accept the great happiness it offers? All we have to do is cast off the miserable rags of our will, the mourning garment of our slavery in which our will has cast us, to clothe ourselves as queens and adorn ourselves with divine ornaments. Therefore, I appeal to all of you. I don't believe you do not wish to listen to me. Have you not understood that I am but a tiny little child, the lowliest of all? And yet, bilocating myself in the divine will along with Jesus, I am able to come onto your lap as a little child and knock at your heart's door with sighs and tears to ask you, as a little beggar, for your rags, for your mourning garments, your unhappy will, that you may offer it to Jesus, whereby he may consume it all in his divine love. And he will then restore to you his will, and confer upon you his kingdom, his happiness and his white royal garments. If you only knew what the will of God can do. It contains heaven and earth. If we are united with God's will, everything is ours, everything hangs upon our every action. Conversely, if we are not united with God's will, everything turns against us, and anything we may enjoy we rob from of our Creator, surviving by means of fraud and plunder. So, if you wish to know God's will, read these pages. In them you will find the ointment for the wounds that the human will has cruelly inflicted on us. You will inhale a new and completely divine air, and experience a completely heavenly life. You will feel heaven in your soul. You will see horizons, engender new spiritual suns, and you will often discover bathed in tears the countenance of Jesus, as he desires to give to you his will. He weeps because while he desires to see you happy, he finds you unhappy. Whence he sobs, sighs and prays for the happiness of all of you, his children. He does so in order to free you from your unhappiness. He asks you for your will, and he offers you in exchange his will as the confirmation of the gift of his kingdom. Therefore, I appeal to all of you, and I make my appeal together with Jesus, with his own tears, with his ardent sighs, with his heart set ablaze and desiring to give you his fiat. From within his fiat we have all emerged, for it has given us life. It is just, it is our obligation and duty that we return from whence we came, to our dear and unending inheritance. In the first place, I appeal to the highest church authority, to His Holiness the Roman Pontiff, who is the representative of the Holy Church, and therefore the representative of the Kingdom of the Divine Will. At His holy feet, this tiny lowly child places this kingdom, so that he may exercise dominion over it and make it known, and with his paternal and authoritative voice, he may call his sons to live in this ever so holy kingdom. May the Son of the Supreme Fiat embody him and form in its representative on earth the first son of the divine will, for informing its primary life in him who is the head of all members of the church, it shall spread its interminable rays throughout the world, eclipsing everyone with its light, and forming one flock and one shepherd. The second appeal I make is to all priests, prostrate at the feet of each one of you, I pray, I beseech you to apply yourselves to know about the gift of living in the divine will. May your first gesture, your first act emerge from it. Or better, immerse yourselves in the fiat, and you will feel how sweet and dear its life is. Draw from it all of your undertakings. You will experience a divine strength in you and an unceasing voice that utters to you admirable things never before heard. You will feel a light that will eclipse all of your evils and, eclipsing the people also, it will give you divine authority over them. If there is much effort you expend without fruit, it is because the life of the divine will is lacking. If you have broken bread for the people without the leaven of the fiat, in eating it, they will find it hard and nearly indigestible, and not having been nourished, they will not submit to your teachings. Therefore, eat this bread of the divine fiat. In this way, you will have enough bread to administer to the people. Thus you will form with everyone, one single life and one single will. The third appeal I make is to all of you, to the entire world, for you are all my brothers, sisters and my children. Do you know why I am calling upon all of you? Because I want to give to you the life of the divine will. This is more than the very air that we all breathe. It is a light the sun from which we all receive the blessings of light. It is like a heartbeat that wishes to beat in the hearts of all. And, as a little child, I desire and yearn for you to take the life of the fiat. Oh, if you all knew how many goods you would receive, you would all abandon your lives so that it might reign in you. This tiny little child wishes to tell you three appeals. 18 Another secret that Jesus has confided to her, and I tell you this so that you may heed me and give Jesus your will, who, in exchange, will give you the will of God that will make you happy both in soul and body. Do you want to know why the earth is not productive? Why in various points of the earth the ground opens frequently with earthquakes and buries in its bosom cities and people? Do you wish to know why the wind and water form storms and devastate everyone, and why there occur so many other evils with which you are familiar? Because created things possess a divine will that dominates them and, therefore, they are submissive to the powerful and dominating will of God. Inasmuch as they are submissive to the divine will, they are nobler than us. We, on the other hand, are dominated by our human will and on this account we have become degraded, weak and impotent. If, for our fortune, we will put aside our human will and will receive the life of the divine will, we too will be strong and exercise dominion. We will be brothers in harmony with all creatures, which will not only cease to trouble us, but they will give us dominion over them, and we will be happy in time and in eternity. Does this not make you happy? So don't waste any time. Pay heed to this poor little child who loves you very much, and you will make me happy and able to say that all of my brothers and sisters are kings and queens, because they all possess the life of the divine will. So, have courage, all of you, and heed my appeal. I yearn all the more for all of you to respond together to this appeal, because it is not I alone who call you, who beseech you, but united with me is my sweet Jesus, who calls you with his tender and moving voice. Many times he even cries, saying to you, "Receive my will as your life, and enter its kingdom." The first one to pray to the Heavenly Father, that his kingdom come and that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, was our Lord when he prayed the Our Father. And in conveying to us this prayer of his, he appealed to all and implored that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In wanting to give you his kingdom, his fiat, Jesus' love is so great that every time you recite the Our Father, he runs to you to say it together with you, and he says, "My Father, it is I who ask this of you on behalf of my sons. Do not delay." Therefore, the first one who prays that God's will be done is Jesus himself, and then you, who also ask this in the Our Father prayer. Now, do you wish to allow such a great blessing to pass you by? I now wish to convey to you one last word. This little child sees the yearnings, the sighs and the earnestness of Jesus, who desires to see you all in his kingdom, in his fiat. So great are this little child's yearnings, deliriums and solicitousness to see you completely happy in the kingdom of the divine will, that if my prayers and tears fail to persuade you, I shall win over Jesus with my persistence on your behalf, so that he may persuade you, and in this way Jesus will be happy. So listen to this tiny little child, everyone. If you do, you will spare me many sighs. Please tell me that you will do as I ask. May it be so, and together may we all say, we desire the kingdom of the divine will.